This week's mailbag comes to us from Michelle from Facebook. A miracle happened today at the house. We created our drink station and were decluttering another cabinet. My 16-year-old daughter asked if she could move the straws to the drink station. Can you believe it? This is working. Sorry for yelling. I'm ecstatic. I think when you guys do the next launch for the program, you should include the communication barriers that you've helped me breach. We are all using the same words, spaces, and are understanding each other. Unprecedented, let me tell you. Do you have an Organized 365 success story? We would love to hear about it. Please send us an email at lisa@organized365.com and tell us how you have taken back your home, your paper, and your life with Organized 365.
Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. I was at our office/warehouse the other day, and it was after hours, and I was just walking around, and I was looking at where everything needed to be, and I always go in there and move things around, tweak things, do a little organizing, and then Janet texts me the next day and says, I see that the little mouse was in the office moving things around. No detail goes unnoticed by Janet. And as I was on my way out of the office, there's a small 2-foot by 4-foot cherry desk near our front door. And I had been saying for months, this desk has to go. Anybody who wants it can take it. We don't need this anymore. And I was looking around the office and I looked back at that little cherry desk and I thought, why is this still here? I said this can already go. And then I remembered where that desk came from. And I thought, you know, I'm always helping you with how to get your home organized and encouraging you to declutter and giving you guilt-free on anything you want to keep or anything you want to get rid of. And as I looked at that little 2-foot by 4-foot cherry desk, I remembered that Janet had helped me get that desk 5 years prior. She wasn't on our Organized 365 team yet, but she'd been a lifelong friend. And I was at the point that I was growing my business and I was in my home office in my bedroom, and I was working on a card table that was 2 feet by 4 feet, and I had let Janet know when we went for a walk one day, and the next thing I knew, she was at a resale store and said, there's this really cute cherry 2-foot by 4-foot desk. It's $100. I'm sure it'll go very quickly. Like, do you want it? And I said, yes, and she bought it and brought it home to me, and I repaid her. And I thought, you know, I'm always talking to you about how to get your home organized, how to save more time so you could go out and do and be and live the life that you were created to live. So many of you are doing that now and you're saying, okay, Lisa, the house is organized and I have the time, but I don't know who I want to be when I grow up. And I thought, you know, that cherry desk is a symbol of the different desks that I have used over the last almost 8 years now in growing Organized 365. And as the desks I have sat at inside of my home and now in our office/warehouse space have grown and changed, so have I as a business owner and as a woman who is trying to use the time that I'm not spending at home to impact more lives and what I think I'm uniquely created to do. And I think I'm uniquely created to get you to look at your house differently so you no longer just go through your rote routine of your day trying to establish this semi-perfect vision of what you think your house will look like, and help you really look at all of the habits you have inside of your house, why you're doing what you're doing, make a decision about whether you do or don't want to be doing those things, streamline and get your organization functionally done in your house to give you more time so that you have capacity to minister to others, to start your own business, to go back to work, to spend more time with your kids, to travel, to whatever it is you want to do. And along the way, I've grown this business literally for the first 7 years in my bedroom. And I thought I would walk through the different desks that I've had. And as I have switched from one desk to the next, what was happening inside of me, both inside of my home, but also inside of my mind as I started to step further and further into being a business owner versus being a stay-at-home mom, which is what I've always labeled myself, even though my friends have pointed out I've always made an income, I've always been a working mom, but in my mind, I've always been a stay-at-home mom. And my desks have been a reflection of my learning to balance and appreciate all of the roles I play as a woman and giving, I guess, a tangible representation of this role that I play as a business owner. So let's go all the way back to 2012. Now, I told you I have always earned income from home. I've been in multiple direct sales companies. I've tutored, I've cleaned houses, I've done all kinds of things before 2012. And along the way, in every single one of those businesses, I have never had a desk. I've never had a formal desk. Now, before the children were born, when we moved into this house, we have this gorgeous loft that has a skylight. There's so much light in this loft space in our house that could be closed in and made a fourth bedroom, but it's not. It's like an open loft at the top of our stairs. Before we had children, Greg and I went out and we bought two big desks. They were like probably 5 feet wide by 4 feet deep, and they had file drawers, and we bought a lateral drawer system with a hutch on top of it. Like, it was gorgeous office furniture. And we had a home office for about 3 years before we had kids. And I kept that home office for about a year until we slowly started getting rid of those pieces over time. And we don't own any of those pieces anymore. That loft space became a playroom for Joey, and pretty much I think it's just morphed and changed, but it's always been for the kids over the last 18 years. And originally I moved those two gorgeous desks and all of that stuff down to the basement, and I used that as an office in the basement, but I rarely went down there. Even when I was doing my direct sales business and the kids were little, I would go down there on Wednesdays because there was no place else to go. But other than going down there and spending my one Wednesday, which was my office hours day, I didn't use that basement space. When I did Creative Memories, we did use those as scrapbook tables. And eventually I ended up donating those desks or giving those to a friend because our space and how we were using that space changed. So I haven't really formally had a desk since the kids were born. And before the kids were born, I did have a desktop computer there, and I worked for a company back in the day. This is comical to think about, but back in the day when the internet was first starting, there was a company that would hire teachers to go to websites on the internet and make sure they were safe for kids. And we would go to the website, make sure it was safe for kids, and then we'd mark it as safe. And then this company would only let the websites that a teacher had gone to and said were safe be allowed to be searched within a school district. I think that the company still is around today, but it has been it has traded ownership a couple of times. So that was the last time I really sat at a desk with a desktop computer and did work. And at that time, I had a Macintosh computer, and it was 2000. And everyone was saying, I don't know if you remember Y2K, but it's comical the thing now. But back in the day, we thought that on January 1st of 2000, that all of the computers and all the electronics in the world would stop because the computers weren't going to be able to handle the fact that there was a 2. So the word 2000 instead of like 1999 starts with a 1. We thought all of the computers would shut down. So anyway, I had a Macintosh computer at that time. After that, I ended up buying laptop computers because I needed to be portable and because I didn't have a home office. So for the last 16 years, I have had like a Dell or a Hewlett Packard, any kind of those type desktop computers that are not Apple. So 2012, when I started to organize 365, I had a laptop computer, and I did just as I had done in all of my other endeavors as a business owner, and I grabbed a basket and I labeled it for Organize 365. So I already had a Sunday basket, and I was using multiple what we now call Friday boxes, and I would label them different things. So I had a basket for home, I had a basket for my kids, and I had a basket for Organize 365. And I would take my laptop computer and my cell phone and my basket, and wherever I went, that became my office. If I went to the library, if I went and sat in the family room, if I sat on my bed, wherever I was, that became my office. And I quickly realized, because I had started a blog, that I needed to be at my office more often. And so I created my very first desk. So my first desk was a TV tray. So my parents had these really nice wooden TV trays. You know, like if you're sitting at the couch and you want to eat while you're watching TV, you open up this little foldable 2-foot by 3-foot table that has like scissor legs, you know, like an ironing board would have. And you sit at this little tray and it's designed to like watch TV and eat something. I had these TV trays. I had these wooden TV trays. And so I set one up permanently in my bedroom next to a comfy, cozy, like I'm going to read a book chair. And I would sit in this regular chair that you would normally see in a living room, but we had it in our bedroom, you know, to put your shoes on, and this TV tray and a basket for everything Organized 365 related. So I had a Sunday basket and an Organized 365 basket, a TV tray and a laptop. And for 18 months, that was my entire business setup. Everything else related to my business would either be stored in the basement or in the kitchen or the laundry room. All of my professional organization stuff was either in the car or in the garage. And so my office stuff was everywhere. And this always bothered me that I didn't have like one central location for all of my office. Like I didn't have an office. Everything was everywhere. But it wasn't that big of a deal because I was doing professional organization. And so a lot of what I was doing was not at home. And I was trying to do 2 or 3 professional organization jobs a week. And I was on my computer, you know, 1 or 2 days per week, and then on weekends and evenings. And while I did work during the day, my kids were in school or they were sick, or there was one point where it was so cold in Cincinnati that literally the kids were off school so many days just for cold. And then they got the flu. There was this one year where my kids, it felt like they never went to school. Drove me crazy. So I was working my business in the nooks and crannies of my day, and I was probably working more than 40 hours a week, but they weren't any set hours. The big thing about this part of my business was I needed to be portable. I needed to be able to take my Organized 365 work box with me so that if I was dropping a kid off for dance, I would work on my workbox in the car for 45 minutes until they were done with dance. Or I would be able to use a laptop at the library because I was already over there for a meeting or a professional organization job, and I had 30 more minutes before I had to go pick up another child. And during this phase of my life, the beginning 5 years of Organized 365, I was in my car 20 to 25 hours per week. So the majority of my time was in the car, and I had to be very flexible and very portable. So it didn't really matter that I didn't have a nice big desk at home because I needed to have everything with me all the time so I could keep going. Around 2014, so this is about 2 years after I had been in business, I realized that I was doing a little bit more on the computer. My blog was starting to pick up. I had made a couple of ebooks, and I was doing a little bit more with social media. I had a virtual assistant at that time. And so I was doing a little bit more office work, and the TV tray situation was not working out as best as it could. Often, because I had 4 of these TV trays, legitimately, you would walk into my bedroom and I would have 3 TV trays set up around me. So I'm sitting in this, you know, white plush living room chair, and I would have a TV tray to the left and one in front of me and one to the right. And then I had multiple baskets, one for professional organization and one for the blog. And it was starting to get very cumbersome. And so one weekend I looked around and I was like, this is ridiculous. Like, I need a desk, but I didn't have any money to go buy a desk, and I didn't want our bedroom to become an office. I didn't know where else to put a desk. So what I ended up doing was buying a 2-foot by 4-foot collapsible table. You know, those white tables that you set up and you can put 6 chairs around it and you can have dinner outside or inside, you know, a collapsible portable table. I just got a teeny tiny one, one that was 2 feet by 4 feet. So I would set that up during the week and I would collapse it on the weekend, and pretty soon it was just set up all of the time. Around this time, I was also starting to do a lot of professional organization from home. So I would bring people's paperwork to my house and organize it. I would get people's kids' artwork and I would make kids' artwork binders. I had one client at that time who gave me all of her husband's memorabilia and photographs, and he had been a Ohio State Senator and House of Representatives person. He had met with presidents in the Oval Office. He had a big political career. And I had all of his memorabilia and photographs in our bedroom for 9 months while I made 21 scrapbooks. I mean, it was crazy. And Greg was fine because we needed this money to pay for the kids' school. So whatever it took. And I didn't want these photographs anywhere else in the house because we had a cat at the time. Like, what if the cat got on the photographs? What if the kids grabbed a photo? You know, I was just worried that something might happen to these photos. So now I've got a 2-foot by 4-foot desk where I'm trying to do that work. And then I also had like 3 regular foldable tables, and we have a pretty big bedroom, obviously, set up, and my TV, and it was a whole thing. Well, when I was done with that photo album project, I was like, okay, well, Organize 365's obviously a business. Like, I'm not going to stop doing this. Clearly, I'm making money as a professional organizer. I had professional organizers on my team. I also had a virtual assistant who was helping me with my blog. Like, I had a little team. I had a real business. And I felt like it was time that I actually had a legit desk to match this business that I had, but I didn't want the desk to be any bigger in my bedroom. That's when I talked to Janet, and she ended up finding this little cherry desk for me, and I just pulled the old collapsible table out, and I put this cherry desk in. And when I put the cherry desk in, it was the same exact space in my bedroom, but the difference was it wasn't portable anymore. It wasn't collapsible. This was like an actual desk that had 4 legs and a tiny little drawer, but it was a real desk. And I was saying to myself, your business is legitimate enough to have a real desk, that this is your real office, Lisa. And I had a small bookshelf to the right of me that was big enough to hold my Sunday basket, and I could put 5 different baskets in there on all the shelves. It wasn't a really big bookshelf. It was maybe 18 inches wide by 14 inches deep, and then regular bookshelf height. At that point, I started having more and more boxes. I've told you guys many times that I have a Sunday basket and multiple Friday boxes. Right now, I have a Sunday basket. I have a Friday box for my book and book tour. I have a Friday box for my corporation. I have a Friday box for future ideas as an entrepreneur, you know, inside of Organize 365. I have a homeschooling work box. I think if I have any more, that's it. That's what I have right now. So at that time, I had multiple baskets as well. I had the family Sunday basket. I had my general Organize 365 blog, whatever I did on the network basket. I had a professional organization basket. And then I also had a basket for bigger client work. At that time, I started working for one of my professional organization clients. She had me come on as an administrative assistant for her as well. And I worked 40 to 60 hours a month. So I had a basket just for things that were related to her and her computer. And I kept going with this small desk in my bedroom for a couple of years. I kept reorganizing our bedroom. And at that point, I believe it was when I put this desk in, was also when I got rid of my dresser. So in our bedroom, you've seen pictures on Instagram. Greg has a dresser. I do not have a dresser. All of my underwear and socks are in the closet, and everything else I used to store in a dresser, I just got rid of. A lot of what I had stored in my dresser were, I don't know, letters from my parents, lingerie, don't need that, lots and lots of clothes that I would wear to work out or work in the yard or do painting in. Like, I just had a plethora of those. Now I just have one outfit that I wear if I'm painting or working out. Like, I just have one. I was storing swimsuits there. I store swimsuits in the laundry room now. So I was able to get rid of my entire dresser because 90% of my dresser was not holding clothes for the bedroom anyway. I got rid of that dresser, but I kept what I had created in my bedroom back in 2002 when the kids were little. It was a piece of furniture I had bought from Target that perfectly fit scrapbooking supplies. And I was still working on my own scrapbooking and doing scrapbooks for others. I have completed over 500 scrapbooks. I'm a scrapbook nut. You'll be hearing more about that next year. So I had kept that piece of furniture with our TV on top of it. And then I just had my desk over in the little corner. I had my desk and that one little bookshelf. That was my office for about the next 18 months to 2 years. 2016, I went to a conference, and I had not been going to business conferences for a long time because it was hard for me to leave my family. The family just functions better if I'm in the house. I don't have to be helping anyone. I don't have to be doing anything. Just my presence in the house actually helps my family. And when I leave the house, even though I'm not doing anything when I'm there, the anxiety level goes up and all kinds of things negatively happen when I'm not home. So for years and years and years, I just didn't leave the house. But in 2016, I decided it was time for me to leave the house. I went to a conference, I went to a mastermind, and I came back and everybody lived. And at that point, I said, you know what? It is time. The kids are getting older. The business is evolving. It is time for me to really move forward with this idea in Organize 365. That was fall of 2016. So early 2017, I started working with a business coach and thinking about, okay, the business is profitable. I am a professional organizer. This is working. The blog is working. I had already started the podcast at that point. What was the next step? What was holding back my audience from making the transformation that I had? What more could Organize 365 do if I could open up the possibility of my mind that I actually was a business owner and not just a stay-at-home mom that had a blog? And I knew it was a couple of things. Number one, I needed a more robust team that was able to do things without me, not just take my direction. And I also needed physical products that would help replicate exactly how I was doing the Sunday basket and Friday box in my house, in other people's houses, because the way I was doing it with the products on the market wasn't working. And I was having to make a lot of substitutions. The biggest one being that the Longaberger basket I was using was $120, and now it has since gone out of business and it's hard to ship. So I didn't have the right size basket or box to send you in order for it to be a Sunday basket, but that was not the biggest problem. The biggest problem was the slash pockets. And I wanted all the slash pockets to be the same color, because if you have 40 slash pockets that are all rainbow colors, it looks like a mess. But if you have 40 slash pockets that are all only four colors, it looks like four projects in one basket. And that was the piece that I knew I had to manufacture those slash pockets in order to have a common language that if we are in a workbox, we know pink means leads, which leads to purple, which are customers or projects, which leads to blue, which is personal development or team, which results in green, which is money. And I could go anywhere and make any speech to any organization, and with those slash pockets, they could take their papers and they could get organized and they could become profitable. Or if we're in the Sunday basket, I could say, okay, pink is personal, purple is your household, blue is your family, green is your finances. And you could take it and adapt it from there. But as a teacher, it's easier to teach a set system that everyone's doing the exact same thing and make modifications versus saying, okay, what slash pockets do you have? Okay, yours are purple, then dark blue, then pink, then green, then, you know. And manufacturers would change the colors of their multicolored slash pockets just a little bit every 6 months to a year. And I'm like, oh my gosh, doesn't even matter if I were to make a system based on some other manufacturer's slash pockets, because those colors are going to change, or the orders of the color are going to change. So I needed to make physical products. So in the end of 2016 and the beginning of 2017, I really set out and I decided what were the holes both in people and in products that were missing for anyone anywhere in the United States to be able to replicate what I was doing in my home-based business and running my household. And in 2017, I went to another conference and then had a day, and then I went to New York, which is where I met my book editor and my book agent, but they didn't know it yet because I met them a year in advance. And I came home and I started an application process and I hired seven people in 7 weeks. I know, sounds crazy. And that's the story for another day. But when I decided to do that and really go all in on Organize 365, and what I mean by all in is I changed from an LLC to a corporation. I made a financial investment into the corporation that then funded hiring all of these people. We went and we got a physical office space, and then we ended up getting an office slash warehouse space. I started hiring employees instead of contractors. I already had one employee, but everyone that was hired after that, many of them were employees instead of contractors. And when I made that transition, I didn't realize it at the time, but I upgraded my desk in my office. Now, I was still in my bedroom, but I was running out of space on a 2-foot by 4-foot desk. I mean, it's just not very big. Go measure it out. It's like a tiny bit bigger than the TV trays I was using before. And so, of course, I had this tiny desk with TV trays all over the place. It was hilarious. And I would put the TV trays away at night, and I'd get the TV trays open in the morning. It was also in 2017 where I pretty much stopped doing any in-home organizing. Now, we as a company kept doing it with my team that I had developed, but I personally stopped doing in-home organizing because I knew I had to train these seven team members that I came on board with. I needed to make manufacturing connections. I needed to, you know, redo the website. There were just so many things that I had cobbled together in the first, I guess, 5 years of my business that then needed to be up-leveled in order to do what I thought my vision in my head was. So in 2017, when I hired these members, I went ahead and I got an IKEA desk. And the IKEA desk I have is I think it's like 3 feet. The top is liniment or liminin. It's one of those. And it has these Alex drawer units. So it has the Alex drawer units under it. I got 4 drawer units plus this top that goes on top of it. And I think the desk is about 7 feet long. It's about 7 feet long, and it's about 3 feet deep, and it holds all these drawers underneath. So I got rid of my 2x4 desk. I got rid of my, no, I think I kept my bookshelf for a little bit, but I got rid of the thing that was holding my TV up because I wasn't doing scrapbooking anymore. And I literally just got rid of that piece of furniture that I had had for 14 years that was perfect when I was doing scrapbooking. And I just moved it out and I mounted the TV to the wall. So we still had a TV in our bedroom. And I put my desk underneath this TV and I got this, I essentially took over that wall. I also got a 2x2 Kallax cube and I put a printer on there. And as soon as I had my printer in my bedroom, I was like, okay, we clearly have an office wall here. I felt so guilty about it. I can't even tell you how guilty I felt. Like, oh my gosh, I'm taking over too much of our bedroom. Like, this is such an office look. What is Greg gonna think? And at first he was like, ugh, but he really didn't mind because I was at home. And that's the thing. He wanted me to be at home and I was at home. So if this is what it took for me to be at home, and I was making a profit, but not a lot of a profit. So he just thought it as a great thing I could do as a stay-at-home mom to keep growing my business and stay inside of our bedroom. At least that's what I interpret that he was thinking. So now I've taken over one wall of our bedroom. I've hired these 7 people in 7 weeks. And this is when I started living on Zoom. So Zoom is a online meeting platform. You can also, I do my webinars from there. You can record trainings from there. So I would record trainings for my team. I would train my team. I would do meetings. I would do podcast interviews. And at this point, I was at my desk a lot. In 2018, I probably worked 60 to 80 hours a week. As soon as Greg would leave for work and I got the kids where they needed to be, I was at my desk until I had to pick the kids up again. At this point, they were starting to drive on their own as well. So that was helping out a lot. This is also when I started hiring people to drive the kids so I could get more working time. Greg would get dinner done at that point and I would run down, I would eat, Greg would do the dishes, I would come back up and I would work until 8 or 10 o'clock at night. So I was working all day, every day. I was working every Saturday, every Sunday. I would get up, like, we'd hang out in the morning till like 11 on Saturday, and then I would just start working. And I would work until 9 or 10 o'clock every night, all the time. I worked solid, getting the manufacturing done, getting the people on the team up to speed, upgrading the website. If you remember, we redid the whole entire website. We launched All Access. We did all of those things in 2018. We had our very first Embrace event, which was called Rise, and we did it in Texas. It was a busy, busy, busy year. Then we got to 2019, and it was the end of 2018 when I started to creep over to the next wall in our office bedroom. I had set Joey up at college, and I had bought him a 2x4, so it had 8 cubes in it, Kallax unit at college, and we created it. And he was like, Mom, it doesn't fit and I don't want it. And so I put it in my car and I brought it home. And once I had it home, I was like, you know, this would look very good on the other wall behind my desk in my bedroom because I'm doing all of these videos, all of these trainings, all of these meetings in my bedroom. And you're looking at this blank wall and my bathtub. So that's when I put up this Kallax unit against this one wall, put all my cute binders and baskets and everything in it, decorated it. I put a map up above that of where all the certified organizers were. And I took one of the banners that we had created for the Embrace experience in Dallas. And every morning when I would get up, I would extend that banner up and I would put it in front of the doorway to block the bathtub so that when I turned on my camera on my computer, you would see this beautiful bookshelf set up and this banner behind me, but really it was hiding my bathtub because I was still in my bedroom. And this worked for about 6 months. And then last spring, it was probably January 2019, I needed more space. You remember all the way back in the beginning of the story where I said I had professional organization stuff in my garage and I had office stuff in the laundry room and in the kitchen and in the basement. I was still that way. I still had samples. I had products. Everything was everywhere because there was no storage in my bedroom for my office. So I got online and I started looking and I picked out this gorgeous bookshelf system. It was gorgeous. Bookshelf system that had shelves and doors and all this. And I started measuring the wall where I had this Kallax unit. And it was just barely going to fit. It was going to go all the way to the ceiling. And I stopped and I stepped back and I looked in my bedroom and I said, if I do this, if I buy this piece of furniture, we will now be a office that we're sleeping in versus a bedroom that I have an office in. And I went to bed that night and I was like, I can't do it. Like, I cannot keep adding more office things to my bedroom. It's not going to work anymore. Like, Greg is so gracious, and he would say, oh, I love it. It looks great. And I would take that banner up and down every night. Like, as he was pulling in the driveway, I would put the banner down, and that was signifying I was done with work at the end of the day. But I was never done with work at the end of the day because my office was in my bedroom. I would always just check email, which ended up being 3 hours on the computer, and he's going to sleep and the computer's on. I'm like, we can't keep doing this. This is not going to work anymore. Like, this is a legit business. We have a team. We have a warehouse. Like, I cannot keep working in my bedroom. And as I went to bed that night, I thought, what am I going to do? Like, we can't move. Like, I can't afford to move. I don't want to move. I can't imagine moving your entire house just so you have a home-based office. What if I get another office? And it led me down this rabbit trail until the point where our daughter, who had been asking to move to the basement because of her zoo, her ferrets and gerbils and guinea pigs or whatever it is she has, all of the things that she has. She wanted to live in the basement, and Joey was already off at college. And Greg said, you should make your office Joey's room. And I said, no, because I want him to have a bedroom to come home to. And Abby said, Abby had wanted to move down to the basement. So I felt guilty moving her to the basement because I didn't want her to feel like I was moving her to the basement so I could have her room as an office. You know what I mean? I'm sure some of you can relate. So we moved her to the basement, and this process took about four to five weeks. And I started planning, what would I do in her bedroom if it was my office? What would that look like? And I waited until she'd been in the bedroom a couple of weeks and everything went well and she didn't want to move back up. And then I just moved my existing furniture that I had in the bedroom into her bedroom because I still wasn't sure that this was going to last. Like, I thought for sure she was going to change her mind. And then I'd have to figure it out and move back into my bedroom. Well, after about 3 months of being in her bedroom, this was about May of 2019, this year, if you're listening real time, I realized she's very happy in the basement. This is totally working. Greg is very happy to have me out of the bedroom. And I started to decorate this Abby's old bedroom, my office, as my office. I got a couple of pink chairs. I got a really cool bookshelf that you see behind me in some of the videos if you're watching real time. I put up a bulletin board for all the fun stuff that the kids send me that are in the kids program, and I have a true office. And when I moved into this true office, a couple of things happened. In the beginning of 2019, I had stopped working on the weekends. At least I had stopped working morning till night on the weekends. I was working maybe a couple hours Saturday and a couple hours on Sunday, but not the entire days. And as soon as I moved my office out of our bedroom and into this bedroom, it took me a couple of weeks, but I learned that when Greg came home from work, I would finish up what I was doing and I would physically turn off my computer and I would walk out of the bedroom. And my goal was to try not to walk back into my office that night. Now, I'll be honest. If I come in here to check email, I will be in here for 3 hours. And Greg comes to the door and he goes, are you coming back out of this room again? Because it's just the way I am. Like, as soon as I get in there, there's so many other things that I could be doing. And I have really gotten my life back. It's kind of crazy. But now that I have a home office, I've gotten my life back. We have redecorated our bedroom, as you have seen on Instagram, if you're following along. I got one of those fake fireplaces. We just got a new bed that's being delivered this week. And I repainted it. So we have taken back our bedroom. At the time of this recording, I am waiting. By the time this goes live, I will have received my CEO desk. So what do I mean when I say CEO desk? Well, when we went to get our bed for our bedroom, now that we've reclaimed that space, I went upstairs and I was looking around my friend's furniture store, and they had an Amish executive desk. So the difference between an executive desk and a regular desk is that an executive desk is designed to like float in the middle of the room, and that the front of the desk is as beautiful as the back of the desk is, if not more beautiful, because when you walk into an office of a CEO or an executive, you would see the front of their desk. So if you're sitting at the desk, people can look at your desk and it still looks gorgeous. It's a beautiful oak with cherry finish Amish desk. And I looked at it and I was like, I love that desk. And I said, Greg, what about this desk? He goes, it's gorgeous. You should get it. So I've ordered this desk and it's in now. And I have a pink chair, and we are going to put this in the loft. And that is going to be my executive office. And I, after 7.5 years of being a business owner, I finally feel comfortable calling myself the founder and CEO of Organize 365. And the purchase of this desk is the symbolic representation of that transformation that this almost 8-year journey has had for me. Now I'm gonna keep my office in Abby's room because that's where I do all my video training and it's all set up perfectly for video. But my new CEO office that's gonna be out in the loft is where I'll do my planning and dreaming and business plans. It's also where I'll meet with team members, things like that in my home office. And I am so excited about it. So as you are going through your house, and as you're going through your home organization journey, something that I said today is going to resonate with you as well. Maybe it's that you're a fitness trainer and you've been always into fitness and you've been wearing, you know, just hand-me-downs or clothes that you should have gotten rid of a long time ago, or you wear your shoes until they totally run out. And now you have a section in your closet, which is all Lululemon, and you have 4 different pairs of shoes and they're all on brand and they're brand colors. And you feel like you've really stepped up in that game. Or maybe you are really into ministry and you were able to dedicate an area of one room where you have a special bookshelf for all of your past Bible studies and all of the books that you dive deep into when you're researching a different topic that you're going to teach, or you're writing a curriculum that you're going to have published. Or maybe you're a teacher and you've been working through your house and you've been getting your house organized, and you focus on it more in the summer, and during the school year, you're finding that all you need to bring home are the slash pockets in your Friday box and your grading, and then you go back the next week and the schoolwork is flowing as easily as the homework is. Or maybe you're a homeschooling mom and all of your kids have gone through the kids program and they all have their own Sunday baskets and homeschool boxes and they know what they need to do each week and they're doing their chores easier and without as much redirection, and you notice that their organizational skills are growing and developing. Or maybe you are a corporate working woman away from home and you travel a lot and you notice that when you get home, your home is actually restful and peaceful and you have time to do gardening or do cooking or something that you haven't had time to do in the past. That is what this organization journey is all about. And as we move from living in reaction without as much time and not really sure where our time goes to having these little pockets of extra time, we're able to really dive deep into the things that we love and up-level how we do them. So let's say your passion is gardening and you used to have just a whole bunch of stuff like, I'm not a big gardener, but I love Fiskars scissors inside and out. So whenever I'm going to do pruning, I love to use Fiskars pruning shears. And I haven't done gardening in a while, but when I used to do gardening, every other year I would buy a brand new pair of Fiskars pruning shears because it would just save so much time. It was so much nicer on the plants. It was so much nicer to use. So maybe over time you have gotten a new workbench and you've gone through all of your different gardening supplies and you've up-leveled to the best gardening supplies. Or my father loved to clean cars, and there's this company called Griot's Garage. My brother-in-law likes this company as well. And they have the coolest, neatest car cleaning stuff. So instead of just cleaning your car with like Palmolive, which is what my dad used to do, he had these really cool solutions and brushes that he could get from Griot's Garage with a really cool like bucket that you put the water in. And you don't have as much stuff, but the stuff that you have, you really love and you're now buying the best of. And that symbolic up-leveling of the stuff is also an acknowledgement of what your passions are, what you love and that it's okay. It's okay to spend some more money. It's okay to spend some more time. It's okay to have some more space for those true passions that you have versus trying to just cram everything that you have into every little nook and cranny in your house. I know this was kind of longer. I know as a business owner, if anybody else had a podcast like this, I'd be like, yes, how do they do it?